In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are continuing our look at Holy Baptism once again today with the help of Luther's Small Catechism. We've determined from 2 Kings chapter 5 that the Lord can use water to work miracles like cleansing from leprosy or cleansing from sin. Yesterday, we looked at the first part of the Catechism on Baptism, that baptism is water included in God's command to make disciples and combined with God's Word in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So today we move on to the next question in the Catechism, what benefits does baptism give? We could put it this way too, if baptism makes disciples, how does it make sinners into disciples? And for this, we turn to the second part of Holy Baptism, the Small Catechism. What benefits does baptism give? Answer, it works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Answer, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Baptism works the forgiveness of sins, says the Catechism. If you're not forgiven, you're not a follower of Jesus, and you're not just not a follower. The Bible calls you an enemy of God because everything the sinful nature does is pretty much the opposite of what God created you to do. But if you're forgiven, that sin is removed and you're no longer an enemy. Instead, you're a follower whose sin and weakness is covered by Christ's grace. Just listen to these words from Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. If baptism works forgiveness of sins, then it also rescues from death and the devil. Death is the wages of sin. If your debt of sin is forgiven, the wages need not be paid by you, and your debt is forgiven because Christ has ransomed you by his death in your place. With regard to the devil, the word devil comes from the Greek word for accuser. So imagine yourself on trial before God, and the devil is a prosecuting attorney. And when the trial begins, he hauls out the list of every sin you've ever committed and lists them off to show how much of a sinner you are. And he'd be happy to do so on the last day, but he's been cast out of heaven. So now he spends all of his time accusing you, reminding you of your sins to convince you that you're far too sinful to enter heaven. But if your sins are forgiven, if the slate is wiped clean, then the devil has nothing left to accuse you with. And Jesus has wiped that slate clean. Listen to this little bit of joy from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. So baptism works forgiveness of sins, and therefore rescues from death and the devil. Furthermore, it gives eternal salvation to all who believe this as the words and promises of God declare. By now, that should be pretty obvious. If your sins are forgiven and death and devil are defeated, you can't help but have salvation and eternal life. Does baptism give salvation? It does. And that's the verse you find here in the Small Catechism, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Baptism saves. And remember 1 Peter 3:21, baptism now saves you. It saves you because it works forgiveness of sins and because it rescues from death and the devil. It saves you because by God's command and promise, baptism delivers to you the grace that Christ has won for you on the cross. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. That's the Lord's promise. And that promise is for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, on the day of Pentecost, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, by holy baptism you have forgiven our sins, rescued us from death and devil, and given us eternal salvation. Receive our thanks for these undeserved gifts, and sustain us in that faith that we might always rejoice to be your holy people. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Rejoice, my friends, rejoice again, for you are baptized. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.